In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is the 25th of August today, Thursday. Good as always to have you with us, everybody. Of all the CEO jobs in all the world to have right now, running the pharmaceutical company Mylan is probably one of the least pleasant. The company, as you have heard by now, makes EpiPens, the life-saving anti-allergy injections, a pack of two of which lists for $608. That's up from $100 less than 10 years ago. CEO Heather Bresch said on CNBC this morning that the company is going to offer rebate coupons to help people pay their out-of-pocket costs, the piece of the price tag that health insurance doesn't cover, of course. She did not, however, offer to roll back any of the price increases.
This isn't an EpiPen issue. This isn't a Mylan issue. This is a healthcare issue.
Which is technically true. Gigi Duban explains.
Mylan blames rising healthcare premiums and deductibles. But Robert Weissman, president of the watchdog group Public Citizen, says that's not it at all.
The problem is that Mylan has jacked up their price.
Since 2007, the cost of EpiPens has gone up 500%. The answer isn't to offer some patients a discount on the retail price, Weissman says. It's to cut the price.
And they're failing to do it. It's not to make insurers pay unreasonable prices, which are, of course, passed on to consumers at the end of the day anyway.
Uwe Reinhardt teaches economics at Princeton. He says 85% of healthcare premiums are driven by what doctors, hospitals, and drug makers charge. So to Mylan, he says this.
If you jack up the price by 500%, you're damn right the premium will go up. But you caused it, not the insurance company.
Mylan owns the market. For one thing, the company lobbied to get schools across the country to stock EpiPens.
If you're a company, that's the goal, right? Lock up as much business as you can.
Douglas Holtz Aiken is with the Center for Health and the Economy. He says a little competition would go a long way.
Usually what controls prices is the fact that you can't get away with raising your price. You lose your business.
But there is no competition to the EpiPen. No other company has come up with anything as effective as the company's patented injection device. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
One more thing on this story. When the inevitable congressional hearings on this start, and they surely will, things might get a little awkward in the corridors of power. Heather Bresch, the CEO of Mylan, Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is her dad.